And groups were a big milestone for us because it actually lets people, and I'm probably just going to show you this one live, but it lets people join, create, and manage their own groups according to, you know, various interests, skills, locations, and age. And if you can get away with something like this in your niche, it'll be powerful because you're hosting the ability for anybody, regardless of who they are, to come on your site and create their own group. Their own group that has their own message board. Now, this isn't your generic form where everybody goes. This is every group has its own form. That's what you want to have. Every group has its own photo gallery so members can post photos of whatever they're doing in that group that applies to that group. They can post photos. A member list so that you can see all the members a part of this group, and a member bulletin board so you can post announcements to other members. You know, members join and now they become fellow group members. Here's an example of our homepage. Notice these are all the categories, and the categories are set by me. Here's listings. Once I click on a particular category, notice, you know, we have a very, you know, big religious part of our community, or, you know, the gospel aspect of it. So we got Daily Motivation and Scriptures. That's 469 members. Christian Apologetics, 243. Here was my first group, official first Hear and Play group. And this is where I post certain things about groups, lyrics and poetry. You know, this is all in the activities part of groups category. And then if we actually go to a groups page, you can, here's just a breakdown of what's on a group page. The group title, the category it's in, the group founder. This particular person was Jeffrey. The group gets its own URL. So if Jeffrey wants to go grow his group, this is the URL that he would use. And then group information, which is controlled by the moderator, in this case, Jeffrey. He can put, you know, stuff here. Notice he put a video. You can see the beginning of a video. So it's the sense of ownership that's important here. And then, of course, this is the custom stuff he put. Here's a list of all the members. Keep in mind, it's the first 16. They click here to view all members. The group form. This is only for that group. Notice here. You know, traditional gospel sounds, you know, different people talking. And they're active as well, you know, keyboard man. Because every group has its own form. And then once you click on a form topic, see this person actually embedded video. Because you can do everything you can do in a normal form. Members can quote previous topics. Moderator can delete, edit, delete the entire thread, post reply, new topic. We built this from the ground up. This was one of those A things, but we didn't start. This probably came about 5 to 6 months later. And then, of course, there's a link to a particular user's profile page. And then there's the group announcement section. This is what we call group mail. And users can pretty much post announcements and greetings and thoughts back. And this is just to give you some ideas to stimulate some thoughts. Now, if you're using Eunice, just, you know, assume all of this is pretty much he knows how to do. Of course, they can upload their images, and then it posts the images. You got people uploading their kids on the piano. There's me and Sarah, I uploaded. And then the group creation process is very easy, and they have control to do whatever they want. Like, let me just give you some examples. Like, they can, now this is your individual member can choose whether they want open membership. If they choose yes, that means anybody can join their site. If they choose no, that means when people actually sign up to be a member of that group, it sends whoever the moderator, the creator of that group, it sends them an email and asks them to approve that particular member. And then once approved, that member gets an email and they are able to join the site. So, I mean, you can go to associations, you can go to Little Web, you can go to people that would have a reason to create a group. In my case, it could be piano teachers. They can come on, and it won't be like, you know, everybody has to join their group. They can approve people. See, I'm providing a good service for other people. They can make their group hidden if they want to, and the only people that can find it, it won't show up in the category listing. I mean, people would have to know the direct link. That's even more protection for somebody, or they can just make it public. Members can invite members. Let's just say they don't want members to invite other members. We give them that opportunity. Public forum versus private forum. If it's a public forum, anybody can click on it and see what the members are talking about. If it's private, they have to be a member. And then if it's closed, they have to be approved first. So you can see, you know, the value we provide for people to create their groups. And then here's just an additional page. See, notice here, can they post group messages? Yes or no? Can they post images? I mean, total user control. They think they're creating their own website pretty much. I mean, they can put their own code here, own description. They can create their own URL. So we tell them how it's going to look. And what do they want to put down here? You know, they can put grandma in here. My grandma can get her own group. I mean, they can create a private group just to keep up with family if they really like the site that much. Make it a hidden group, a private group, and send invitations to all their family members. Their members join and add their photos. I mean, it can be used outside of music. That's how powerful a tool it is. And to grow their groups, we give them the opportunity to do that by allowing them to invite their own friends. This pre-populates with people already on their buddy list. If they click one of these, their photo appears right there, if they have a photo, and they can do it by email address. So, you know, either way, they can grow their group. And there's more wanting to grow it here because they're growing something they've created that they're attached to, they're connected to. So let's look at an example. I like this Hear and Play community thing. I think I'm going to create my own group called Piano Players in Virginia. And I use this example. Mr. Happy User creates a group called Virginia Musicians. And then, you know, they fill it in, they choose a category, and then they plug away. And they start inviting people. And because members can invite people to the group if they like it, they start inviting people. And there's this effect that happens, and these people start. And so people draw people. So using the power of automatic word of mouth online, one of the greatest marketing vehicles there is, you grow your site because in order for them to join Mr. Happy's group, they have to join the site. And so they can't help but to become engaged in the site by, you know, joining Mr. Happy's group. The next thing we allow users to do is create their own blogs. And what this does, it gives the users the ability to publish, manage their own journal pretty much, their own blog. They're free to write about anything they want, and other users can comment. So you see this user right here. She's posted a picture of her at church. She's posted things before. Notice her other comments. And then we have a little directory with everybody's blog in it. You know, we got some people that have written in their blog over 1,100 times. You know, members can comment on each other's blogs if, you know, they're blessed by them or inspirational. Make it very easy. They put in their title, their main message. They can use HTML if they want. And here's an example blog entry. Here's one of my blog entries. And here's one. She talked about Oprah. That was her last one that day when I took this screenshot. And there's the blogs. Now, blogs is very powerful, too, because from blogs they can view, they can visit that user's profile if they like them, and they can private message that user. So there's all that integration that between, you know, all areas of the site. And don't get this mixed up with internet marketing integration. Now, I'm going to talk about it in the second half of this presentation. When I say it now, I'm just talking about every aspect of your community being connected to each other in one way or another. Okay, next, photo management. Now, some people would call this a C-grade feature. I mean, who cares? Photos. But photos are very important because, number one, in a community, they bring the users to life. Number two, photos increases the site's credibility factor. You know, you're not just making a bunch of users and nobody knows who they are, how they look. And sites that are part of this whole Web 2.0 phenomenon understand the power of allowing visitors to control their own data, information, photos, files. It promotes a feeling of ownership, and members are more likely to pass on the site to friends. Also with photos, the believability factor is huge, and the social proof. And besides, it lets people share up to 10 photos. I mean, they feel they're sharing themselves with the world. And they look at your site as a viable place and a real profile. Because if you're, you know, they have to pick between you and MySpace, well, you should offer similar functionality as MySpace. But the positive that you have over MySpace, if MySpace is letting you upload photos, well, I mean, they shouldn't come to your site and not have the ability to do that. The positive, the benefit you have over MySpace is that you're operating in their niche. You're in their passion. So you have the ability to surpass MySpace to these particular users in terms of the way they view you and the importance of your site to their passion. You have the ability to be more important to them than a MySpace, because MySpace is generic. So you got to have similar functionality, even if it seems like it's not directly applicable to your niche. Photos have nothing to do with playing piano, but they do have something to do with building a powerful and close-knit and interactive community. So here, you know, each member can upload photos. They can put a comment with the photo. And then on the next page, basically after they enter the photo, we automatically turn it into a slideshow, which is one of those things Eunice just added one day. I didn't even ask for it. He said, I got a surprise for it. And this goes along with, treating your programmers right, because then they'll come back and they'll take care of you as well. And one day Eunice just implemented this slideshow feature from, you know, you can get it from the My Photos area and you can get it from a profile. So they have 10 pictures. If I click on any one of those 10s, it darkens the screen. You call that the light box effect. You can do that with anything on your sales pages too these days. And it cycles through each photo, making it zoom in and out from the left to the right. It's pretty cool. He added that for free. And basically photos appear on their profile. And I can change my primary photo anytime by just clicking this link right here, set primary photo. So I want to change my profile temporarily to this picture of me and my wife, which you can barely see because it's dark. I can easily do that with one click of a button. So there's that user, you know, that user ownership. If they want to show, you know, for example, when we had the Virginia massacre tragedy, a lot of people had temporarily changed their photo to VT, Virginia Tech. And it was easy to do that because they just uploaded. They don't have to override a picture. And if they want to change back, they click a simple button. And also what Photos does is it allows you to easily get photo testimonials. You never have text-based testimonials again, especially when you can have photos. And it's not a matter of them submitting the photos, because you know where to get the photos. You got up to 10 of them in most cases. So pick the best one. I mean, and also, when we post our testimonials on our sales pages, you know, for a long time, we didn't have a way, you know, in the internet marketing niche to business niche, people always post their link and it seems, you know, real because that person has a real website we can click on and validate. But not in my niche. They didn't have websites. Well, now they do, because their profiles operate as websites. So under their testimonials, I'll generally include their profile link here. So that increases believability, these testimonials. And I'm going to show you, by just sending out a private message when you have rapport and when you have credibility, sending out private messages, how many testimonials you can get back. I got, I think, within a week of sending a private message out to all my members, and pretty much the private message says something like, hey, this is Jermaine. You know, I noticed you've been a member for a while. Hey, I set up this little site where I want to, you know, ask you to submit your story. You know, have you been helped by Hear and Play, our site, our courses, our resources, our communities, other members? Hey, you know, submit your story. And we use audio generators, submit a friend. Actually, I can show you what page they went to. I think it's in my profile. It's not in here, but I'll take you to the page, the back end of it. I'm logged into my audio generator account. And everywhere you see a button, that's an audio. Whenever you see a picture, that's a photo testimonial. Look how many. It's going to take me a long time to get to the bottom of this, is how many testimonials I constantly get just by asking. Over 700 of them, probably 1,000 by now. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And this has to do with rapport, credibility. And many of these that don't have photos, because I know I'm asking them to join from the zone and a good majority of people have photos, I simply type in their email address in the back end and it tells me what their username is if I don't have it in many instances. And I just hire somebody to connect their photo to their testimonial, because that's generally what happens. Yes, this wizard, if you go to Audio Generator and become a member, they give you this free wizard. The people, they type in their testimonial first, they press next, then it gives them a phone number to call, They call, they leave their testimonial, and then they press next. It gives them the opportunity to upload their photo. Now, as you can see, it's probably like 1 out of 12 people are leaving a photo or so, but there's a lot more than that because in my zone, I have up to 10 photos per profile. So I usually just backtrack that way. And I've gotten so many testimonials still going, as you can see, while I'm talking, that I haven't had enough time to even put them on my site. I usually go through and get the ones I need. I have so many. I press control find just to find certain words in them that appeal to certain products when I need them. So imagine when I really get the time to go through each one and make certain corrections, make sure they're grammatically correct and stuff. I mean, right now we have about 100 or so up on our various websites, but I mean, here's just an asset that's just hanging here. I mean, pages of testimonials, as you can see, pages, because of this community, because of rapport. And if you don't think this converts into having high sales as well, these people are willing to do this for me, imagine. And a lot of these people are already customers and customers because of the zone. So just goes to show you the power of it. I'm tempted to just wait for it to run out. You can fast forward and see how long it takes. Just still going, huh? Nothing outlasts that Energizer battery. It keeps going and going and going. And these are long. These aren't short. I mean, some of them are, and those are the ones we delete when we filter through or whatnot. But some of these are touching. I've heard some of these. The people are crying on them. I've had one lady go into tears. I'm like, oh, this is great. This is great for a sales page, especially when you get tears. And we don't, it's not like they're paid. We don't give them points. We don't give them a higher ranking. It's nothing like that. I just ask them. And when you become the celebrity, the personality of your community, you can command this many people leaving their stories for you, leaving their testimonials for you. And we're just about at the bottom. So I don't know. How long was that? good 1,000 testimonials. And I'll have photos for them and everything because of the zone and because of that photo feature. So it is more important than it looks. The next thing we allow them to do, we have this section called Buddy Mail. And basically what it does is as you add more buddies, and this is something you might, you know, want to include. If you're connecting investors together, call it investor mail. If you're, you know, you can play off that word. We just call it generic buddy mail. But pretty much you can write and receive messages from buddies all in this one place. So if you're not a buddy to so-and-so, you're not going to receive any messages that they send out as buddy mails. And likewise, they're not going to receive any of your messages. So if you only have 2 buddies, you're not going to be getting that many buddy mails. But if you have 1,500 buddies, you're going to be getting a lot of buddy mails. So, you know, that gives people incentive to add buddies, especially if, you know, they have something to share and things like that, and they like to be popular. And pretty much, we have some members with 1,500 buddies. So when they send out a buddy mail, more people see it than people with only 30 buddies, for example. So this creates a huge dynamic portion of the site because when I log into my buddy mail, I'm seeing something totally different than another member depending on the friends that I have. And this is like MySpace's bulletin feature. So we reverse engineered it, call it buddy mail. And when I click on a buddy mail, there's the user's photo. Obviously, that's integrated everywhere. I can send her a private message. I can view all of her buddies. I can send my own buddy mail out. I can look at all my buddy mails. And then I can click on her profile. Then here's the actual message. At the bottom, I can delete her buddy mail. I can reply to her. I can write my own buddy mail. And I can forward her buddy mail to other my buddy. So this creates this kind of effect in the community where one buddy mail will pass on, you know, like 50 times because everybody will be forwarding it. They even forward mine, and I have 15,000 buddies. So, you know, certain messages of mine are showing up double, some as forwards and things like that. And then they can unsubscribe. They're just tired of getting a certain, and we added this later. I felt the need to add that to give users control. And if they love receiving, and this unsubscribe applies on a buddy level. So if I'm just getting tired of receiving buddy mails from a certain user, I can unsubscribe from them and never get a buddy mail from them again. I'll get messages from other buddy mails, though. And then if I love receiving messages, I can click this drop-down button, and it has a bunch of colors here. And I can choose a color to highlight messages from that particular buddy. Very cool. And then I can also flag my favorite buddies. From here, I can choose them off the list, and I can make them a different color, like all at once. The one I showed you on the other page was in on an individual buddy mail basis. But if I want to, like, make, you know, 15 people to color red, I use this tool that we added later, too. These are more like my B grade, you know, features. You know, you don't have to have it, but it increases interactivity and functionality of your site. Another aspect of it is the private messaging. And what happens is members can contact members privately. These are different than comments. Comments we'll talk about, but private messages, I can go to, you know, user A's, for example, their profile page. I can click on send them a private message, and immediately I can write them a message. Now, that member is then emailed, because they get alerts, emailed that a private message is waiting for them from Jermaine. And, of course, they're going to check their email. They're going to click on that link. That link brings them back to my site, increases their exposures, of course. And if I wanted to, I can post products in those alerts, because the value of the alert is it basically lets them know something's waiting for them. So they value that. And some will probably just look at the subject, maybe delete it, but then log in because they know something's waiting for them. And notice the power of buddy mails and private messaging. Over 1.7 million buddy mails have been sent, and private messaging and things like that. So that's very powerful, and it shows you that people really dig it and people are into it, and it's increasing that engagement factor in the site. So in private messaging, of course, photos weren't always here. We added it because of my philosophy of photos and how that makes it more personable, makes people more engaged. They want to click. It keeps up with the status. We added this later as well. So if they read it, it shows them. If they replied, it shows them. You know, these are little things I had on that checklist for units back in the day. I remember them. And then if they click, you know, on a particular, well, first, there's different inboxes. They have an inbox. This is mail they've already sent in the past. It keeps up with it. So this is their own world. You got to realize this is like their America Online for playing piano by ear. Messages they haven't sent, but they've saved in their outbox, and then messages they've saved that they've gotten from other people. Then they can also filter out their replied messages. These are messages they have replied to. And if they're one of those really committed members, they can only see unplied messages, so they know who they should still be trying to reply to. And then those are all tools we added later. Now, if you actually click on a buddy mail message, there's the photo of the user again, their username. Click. That'll take them to their profile. Billy, to quote the last message, that's pretty standard. Save a message. Delete a message. Pretty standard. Message, you know, the members can add their own signatures. And you can email the member personally, but the email address won't be given, but it'll be a box so that you can send an email to their physical address. They can, when they're sending a buddy mail, you know, they can send to multiple users. We added this later, one of those B-grade features. They can add little signs here. This stuff is pretty standard. You know, type here, they can bold, italicize. But over here, they can actually add attachments. They can add MP3s if they want to share MP3. I've had people send me WAV files. I've had people send me video files. They can upload a Word doc, you know, anything there. And I guess this is different from the file center, because the file center is public. Maybe they just want to send, you know, a friend or buddy something they've been working on or something. So we make it easy for that kind of private communication. And then here's a sample of the email alerts they get that I've already alluded to. They get them when they send new messages, new comments, when new friend requests are waiting for them, when new group invitations are waiting for them, or when a group member requests to join their group if they've closed the membership. If they made it public, they won't get an alert. And it just says something like, hey, Jay Griggs, you have a new friend request from another member. Click this link. And so this is how we get over 2,000 members logged in every single day, you know, logged in regularly, active every single day. Email alerts. This is where they can turn them off, turn them on. Users control them. Audio and video chat. This is something that we get from a site called UserPlane when it just got bought by AOL. And we got their instant message, and it actually integrates with our community. So notice those places where, and I think you might be able to see, let me see if you can see this here. If we go to Lady D. well, okay, we don't see it here, but at certain areas, and if I run into it on a screenshot that I've created, wherever you see a username, a photo, you'll generally see status, and it'll either say online or offline. If it says online, a little IM link appears, and we let members instant message each other, and it's integrated so that the person you're contacting, their photo already appears here. You can add them to your buddy list easily from here. You can block them here. You click this, you can send them a kiss that actually makes a sound. You can slap them, it makes a sound. And you can call them on the telephone. But what that really does is publishes a standard telephone number that both of you guys dial into, so you don't have to tell the other person your number. Lots of cool features. And this one we pay for because we wanted it integrated, but they have a free version. Free. And they have a free version here too. And even publishes a phone number that all members in the chat room can all call if they wanted to really talk over the phone all at once. All free. And the site I use is UserPlane. And like I said, they provide, you know, free versions, paid versions. And you can have versions where you guys share ad revenue. So while people are in the chat room, ads can flash, and you can get paid if they click on certain ads that are targeted for them. Other things, like on the home page, I've already showed you this, but the sense of ownership, tell them everything that's waiting for them. This is their world. They have new buddy mails. They have new comments. They have new friends that have added them. You are logged in, you know, your last login date, all things we added. See how many things we just ripped apart. These are all things we added step by step, but I started somewhere. And then, of course, these are things to promote the zone, like I've already showed you. And then at the bottom of most pages for the social proof aspects and for interactivity and, you know, members like to look at other members, I find myself just refreshing certain pages because these are random. So on a new page, you'll see a set of new members at the bottom of the page. You'll see a new set of featured members here with certain information about them themselves. Also, the homepage displays how many members are in the network. So at this time, it was 62,000 when I shot this. How many profile views each member has gotten, so they get to see their own statistics. How many private messages are waiting for them? How many are unread by them? How many buddy mails are waiting for them? How many are unread by them? All things I had Eunice add later. Invite friends. Top user points in the community. Top gamers in the community, because we do have a game section. And top contest winners right now. So all those things show up on the homepage. And the dynamic footer. This is something also. And I'll make it easy for you to add all these things. I'll have descriptions of every single module as separate text files. And so you can actually create your own community if you plan on posting on Rent-A-Coder using my descriptions. And if you want to, you can use my 37-minute video and have a programmer watch that. Now, that might be a little overkill, but if you've already chosen them, well, they owe you that time. Have them sit down and watch this, that 37 bonus video that I gave you, in addition to the descriptions I'm going to provide for you. But dynamic footer, I chose to do this. Some people don't. But at the bottom of every page, and you might not do this when you're just getting started, but I want to show how many users are online. Total, how many members, how many guests, and they can change their online status as well. And then I thought it was helpful in the beginning to indicate which members have photos. I want to see how my members look, so we put asterisks by the ones that have photos. And notice, it looks like majority of them, and it's generally all of people that, and they're sorted by, you know, when you join the site. So if he's up here, he's the oldest member to be online right now when he joined the site, and she's the newest member because it's sorted in that area. By that way, I mean, they can change their status at any time. Usually I'm ghosting because so many people instant message me. And then I'll toggle it on and off at times. And then the rewards that we give them. I talked about this actually, but here's some of the things that I'll give users. And this is powerful because it gives them an added incentive to grow your site. Yes, I know viral by nature, and that's the number one thing. But then when you add in just some human motivated incentives, then you can really increase the chance of people passing on your site or at least doing certain activities that help to grow your site. So activity is rewarded by distributing certain points. and users can always see their ranking on the ranking table, and these are certain actions they've taken, how many points they've gotten for them. And then users can redeem those points. They can go to hearandplaystore.com and pick out sweatshirts with Hear and Play's name on it, sweaters, mugs, clocks, things like that. And then at 50,000 points, they can actually get free products. So 50,000 points will get them $50 in products. So, I mean, go figure. What is it? 1,000 points per dollar or something? That's the kind of conversion I'm using for it. But it can be totally different for you. This is just the idea. Of course, here's the table I was showing you about. How many points they've gotten for articles submitted, user reviews, review comment, message board posts, profiles, games played, quizzes, blogs. These are all activities that we reward. And then we have another thing that you might want to consider. If your market is like an educational intensive market, create quizzes and give them points for these quizzes. PostNuke had a quiz module. So we simply added this module. Eunice hacked it a little bit, added some things to it. And then it makes it very easy. I don't need him to create the quizzes for me. The module's already there. I simply go in, create a new question, type in what I want my question to be, type in all the answers that could possibly be there, and then deem which one is the correct answer, and then how many points I want to distribute if they get that right. Or maybe if there is no correct answer, but there's just answers that are better than others, I can give 10 points for this answer, 2 points for that answer, and 20 points for that answer, for example. So that's another thing. And these can also be used to sell courses, like if they get bad scores, it's like, you need this course right away. But also post them in the Hall of Fame, and people compete to be number one, plus they get points for it. Our next thing is our reviews module. This is very powerful because members can actually submit reviews of various products of yours and even other things out there, like Gospel Keys 202. This was a particular review. Gospel Keys Oregon, that was a particular review. 300-page course. This site is addictive. And then not only that, but they can comment on reviews. So after they review, then this member can say, I agree with you. I give your review 5 stars, 5 stars, 5 stars. And pretty much here's the person that reviewed it, when they reviewed it, and then responses from other members. Totally interactive. We have the games module, and this has nothing to do with playing piano, but it has a lot to do with interactivity, because you'll find members logged in all day. I don't know how, but trying to beat other members' score, even me sometimes, You got people on Tetris scoring almost 2 million points. And then, of course, yeah, when they click on it, they can talk mess to each other. And then I have a latest scoreboard right here for people who have just played games. So just totally fun and interactive. So how I got 70,000 members in less than 15 months. It has to do with automated word of mouth. And you don't find very many marketers doing this yet. A few have caught on. Really the big sites like MySpace and Facebook, they've been doing this, I believe, from day one. But allowing people to upload their address books is where it's at. And if you tie that in with some kind of incentive or some kind of contest, then you can really cash in, because basically you're allowing people to invite friends they already have stored in their Hotmail, their Gmail, their AOL, and their MSN contacts, or their IM, their Instant Messenger, automatically. All they have to do is put in their username and password. And of course there's trust, and I put your username and password will not be stored on this server. And you'd be surprised, many people, they do it. I've rarely had anybody say, why are you asking for my password and stuff like that, because they understand. And then I tie it in with help grow Hear and Play and win $1,000 while you're at it. This is already your family. This is the site you love, know, and trust. But heck, win $1,000 while you're at it. And what our catch is, once we reach our 100,000th member, this is our 100,000 member drive. Once we reach that number, whoever is in first place, having invited the most people, will win $1,000. Whoever's in second place will win, $250. Whoever's in third place will win $100. And then I think I'm even giving, $50 each to the top 10 after that. And not only do they get the opportunity to upload their address books, but they get their own direct link that's created right away when they become a member. And they can enter email addresses if they rather do it that way. Notice I'm the third member that joined the site. I guess admin was the first. Eunice was the second. Jay Griggs was the third. So my member number is 3. If anybody clicks this link and joins because of me, I get another point added to my score. And I can be in the running to be America's next top $1,000 winner at hearandplay.com, right? And then I can also give this link to other people. I'm going to show you a live demonstration of this in use because I think it's very powerful. So we actually can go to the zone and I can click on the home page. And I guess I have to log in because I've been inactive for more than an hour. So as I scroll down, I can go win $1,000. Now, that's not the only place I publicize this. You're going to find that I publicize this everywhere. You're going to find that. And it says, help grow Hear and Play Zone and win $1,000. Step 1, use the easy form above to automatically send an invitation. Don't worry, your username isn't stored. We'll send invitations. So they're sent the invitation, and then the emails have special links in them that connect to your account. Somebody signs up, you get the credit. And then, you know, once we reach 100,000 members, you get $1,000. If you're in place 1, $500. If you're second place, and if you're third place, $250. Now, I do have a Yahoo account. I don't have very many friends. But let's just say I wanted to import my Yahoo book, which is just my mom. Okay, I could do that. Or I can go back and I can add my Hotmail, which is more like it because I use MSN Messenger. And then I can actually add friends here. And as it's loading, now notice it automatically pre-checks all my friends. This must be, you know, some hundred or whatever. I don't know how many. But you got all kinds of people there. Now, I won't send it to all of them because every time I speak, I do that. And some of them that have no intentions of joining my site, these are just my friends. You know, of course, people hang around like-minded people, so I can tell you the ones on here that would be interested. But let's just send it to myself. So I can go here, send it to myself. And I believe for one of my demos the other day, I actually sent it to Jermaine and Sarah. And for security purposes, we don't let them send it more than once in 7 days. Because I don't want somebody using my service and spamming just to win this $1,000 and somebody getting extremely mad at us. So I put that in place. And you always got to think smart like that. So I have no idea if it's been 7 days. So we'll see. Okay, one email has been sent. So I assume that other one didn't go through because it was within 7 days. But the JermaineGriggs@hotmail.com. I would get an email with that special link in it, and then, of course, some other bullet points and stuff enticing me to join this site. If the person, you know, uploads 200 people, pretty much 200 invitations go out, assuming they don't uncheck any. And I'm finding through our database that if they're going to send it out, they send it out. If they're going to send it out, they rarely uncheck. They keep all of those checked, and they go out. And the average person is sending out about 99 emails. Now, there's some ones on there with 500 people on their list, and then there's some ones with only a dozen people, but the average is around that amount. And so that's the power of word of mouth, but not just word of mouth marketing. I added something to it. That's the power of automated word of mouth marketing. And I'm telling you, it'll create a snowball effect, because then when new members join, they get more engaged in the whole membership funnel, from the stranger to the participant to the regular to the site evangelist. Then you have the means for them to help you. And once we reach 100,000 members, we'll up the stakes. I'll say win $5,000 or something. And when we reach 250,000 members. And so, you know, just imagine the impact that a contest, and when you include with the power of this automated address importer script, then you pretty much have the best of both worlds. And I'm going to tell you where to get this, and this is where you can get it. I don't know how to pronounce that. Svetlozar, svetlozar.net. But you're not going to get it ready to go into your community. It can be standalone. You can add it to your HTML pages. I think definitely something a programmer has to do. And Eunice did. He took this $100 script. I'm serious. $100 script. And, you know, it took him a week or two because he had to integrate this into our community. He basically had to connect it with, you know, whatever member number that user is, automatically connected with the email, put their member number in that email, connected with the point system. So there was some integration. But to get this darn script for $100 is definitely a great deal when I know probably, you know, costing people who try to build it, you know, from the ground up, you know, who knows what it's costing to build stuff like that. So it's a great script. I highly recommend it. And if you're going with Eunice, he already has it, of course. So next, we're going to turn to integrating community and main internet marketing focused site together. How do you get the community part to work with, you know, your internet marketing, your hardcore sales pages? I'm not saying internet marketing in the sense of you sell money making products. I'm saying your internet marketing site. And in my case, it's my www.hearandplay.com. It's long sales pages, autoresponders, you know, affiliate program, the classic internet marketing strategies and fundamentals you learn to build a direct response type of business. That's what we're going to talk about next.